The Artemis Women in Action Film Festival celebrates its sixth edition with a virtual film festival that continues its tradition of strong women characters. With official selections for narrative features, documentaries, shorts, screenplays, songs, and compositions, the landscape of artistic work continues in the form of independent and unconstrained creativity. Agenda interviews Melanie Wise, founder and director of Artemis Women in Action Film Festival. Wise has much to say about what's different and what's the same for their sixth edition. Please welcome Melanie Wise.
This is edition six. Tell me what's different about this edition.
Well, this year it's going to be virtual.
So what does that mean, virtual? Exactly.
We're going to celebrate this entire edition virtually. There's just no way that you can say yes to trying to plan an in-person edition when you can't ascertain when your state is going to be open. Watching 2020, the thing that really stuck out to me is I feel, and my team feels, that this edition should be very, very focused on independent filmmakers. Actually, we're focusing on the talent of our filmmakers, musicians, and screenplay writers.
It's all about talent. No gloss.
Now, I apologize in advance if my wording is clumsy, because I've been thinking about this. I'm not shitting you, for months, and I still don't have a good answer.
Number one, Artemis Women in Action Film Festival Edition 6 will be a virtual film festival.
Let's just say because of 2020 events.
Because of 2020 events. Okay, so, all right. Now, let's talk about what a virtual film festival means. How are people going to be able to access it, things like that? Just give me logistics.
We are going to securely stream all of the official selections, and there's going to be a place where people can log in. We won't be selling individual tickets. We're going to be selling very reasonably priced all-access passes. We are going to have a couple of interactive panels and some other cyber events. You know, like we'll probably do an opening online greeting so that everyone can kind of get together in cyberspace and host each other, you know, and that will be open to all of the official selections and any of the Artemis fans and supporters that would like to participate. Logistically, Artemis has built its own streaming platform. It will most likely stream from there. I am speaking with a couple people to see about partnering for availability on another platform or two. We're going to see how that rolls out.
Okay.
You know, there's still, you know, things to figure out. You know, last year, festivals have come to the table doing their virtual events. While it's not 100% brand new, it's a highly adaptable, highly designable way of doing a festival.
I love that. Okay, number two question. In your opinion, how do you feel about some of the entries this edition? You don't have to go into detail, but just you don't even need to name the titles.
You know, as with every year, we always get an extraordinary variety in terms of narrative, documentary, feature shorts, but also we have an amazing range from comedy, action, to drama, from just absolutely thigh slap and stuff to very serious stuff to some really cool pieces of history. We've got a film about, you know, the old USO tours and the women who toured. It wasn't that in the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we got some really cool pieces of history. This is a part of the festival that always makes me very excited, very pleased, and really proud, because we get to share pieces of history that really shouldn't be unknown.
Yeah, I mean, I remember attending many of the screenings at the fifth edition, and your diversity of content is just impressive.
It really is, actually. It's diverse on a number of levels. It's diverse in terms of it's not all documentaries, it's not all narrative content, it's a smattering, it's voices from many countries. The other cool thing is that we have literal diversity statistics that would make the largest festivals on the face of the planet jealous.
I think I tend to agree with that. I think, first of all, because it's a platform of independence, they don't have the restrictions that a lot of filmmakers have that are big studio films. They don't have the restrictions. They can write what they want. Their scripts are unedited or undoctored or unredacted. And so they can film what they truly want to film because they don't have anything to, they have no guidelines that they have to follow. And I think that you're getting more truth out of your films, frankly, out of the films of these types of festivals. And particularly with strong women characters, we don't see those that often, but we see them in bulk in Artemis Women in Action Film Festival.
Yeah.
And it's empowering for any woman.
Yeah, no, it's one of those where I get the view from the moon every year. A lot of people show up and they just watch a few things, or they have a film that's in the festival. But when you get to see the field of competition, mm-hmm. and then you get to see the gravity of the stuff that's presented, that's where I think it gets very interesting. I think that the most common compliment that people literally walk up to me and say at the festival is, I'm so inspired. I think that's my favorite compliment of the festival, is because the whole point of it is to inspire people. And it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, a woman, a man, or a dog. It's like, we all need to be able to, you know, look out through life with a lens more lightly, you know?
Yeah. Well, I frankly think that you guys provide that. I think you provide that lens. And it's kind of its own niche. It really is its own niche. It, in my opinion, it's one of the strongest festivals that really focus specifically on strong women characters. I don't see any others that do that to this extent. And I think that to have that banner is like, I don't know, it just puts you in a level. Virtual or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is, you're highlighting and you're spotlighting talent that is going to empower women. And you're going to do it in a way without propaganda. You're going to do it in a way without
It's also
protest,
I mean,
you know.
Right. We work really hard to come to the table. We're not pushing political agendas, none of that. This is one where it is about the talent.
Yeah.
It's totally about the talent. And mm-hmm. and this year, our focus is going to be placed firmly upon that talent.
Yeah. I think you've been doing it anyway. That's something you've been doing day one.
Yeah, thank you. That has always been our aim. My biggest problem with online festivals, to me, the only reason to really go to a festival is to network. Mm-hmm. Very few people are showing up for the films. They're there.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are there to network and, you know, make friends and acquaintances and socialize. And so in an online event, how do you provide that?
So do we have a projected date to when the screenings would be?
Oh, yeah. No, the dates are going to be 22 through 25 of April.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to be all of that time. You know, we will have a schedule. Some of it is going to be, you know, they're going to get all access pass. They can sit and screen whatever they want, but certain events are going to be timed events. That
okay.
is yet to be determined.
And I know we have confirmed sponsorship with, obviously, Agenda and Bella.
Wise Remedies, Tesla Camera. This is
okay.
such exciting news. You get to be the first person to tell it. We have a $10,000 camera package for a winning filmmaker this year.
That's so amazing.
Last year's program I was exceedingly pleased with. And immediately after that event, two of the features that we screened got distribution. And that was really fucking awesome to see that.
That's something that people are encouraged by. Like the fact that you had, how many, do you know how many films total got distribution that were actually in your festival?
You know, I haven't paid attention throughout the year, but I, two people, literally within, like, one was during the festival. No, actually, both were during the festival. When they screened, and I'm pretty sure both were award winners, and they screened at Artemis, and during the weekend of the festival, they got distribution. And sadly, I have not kept up with the other ones. I can say I am talking to a distributor to have an open door for distributing films from our official selections this year. So more to come on that front as that gets fleshed out. But I think we're going to have some really cool prizes and some really nice perks. And some good exposure.
Yeah, that sounds really great.
Distribution has always been a very tough one for me because it is the land of a lot of sharks. I mean, it's a really difficult territory to navigate. More oftentimes than not, the distributor gets your property and filmmakers get fucked. And so distribution is very tricky. You know, so being able to come to the table with something where you have a decent level of competence in the people that you're pushing forward is very difficult. And I think I may have located somebody like that. I've taken beatings on distribution, like walking beatings.
Yeah, I can bet. So. I bet. Me too.
Yeah, I know.
The Artemis Women in Action Film Festival 6th edition is April 22nd through the 25th of 2021. Screening, panels, forums, and more will be announced. To learn more about this 6th edition, visit artemisfilmfestival.com for more information. I'm Kayleen Peoples, and this is Talk Agenda. This episode is sponsored by Bella Composers, and you're listening to Don't Talk to Strangers by People's Republic. This is off of a new Rite of Passage CD.